Kaylin Rosenberg joins us this morning. Kaylin is with the Love Architects, and she's been in the matchmaking business for over 20 years. You may have heard of her commercials on Kello. They've got an event coming up this Saturday at Callaway. She joins us on the line this morning. Kaylin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing in Sioux Falls coming up this Saturday.
Well, yeah, I'm really excited. I have a woman that I am representing. She's in her early 60s. Absolutely an amazing, amazing woman inside and out. I'm just so honored to be working with her. And we are looking for her husband. She believes that he is in Sioux Falls. And when I work with my clients all over the country, you know, they have access to the entire country. And so I said, well, where do you want to start first? And she said, you know, I really believe in my heart he's in Sioux Falls. She's in love with Sioux Falls. She's actually somewhat of a new resident to the area, even though her family has its roots running pretty deep in the state of South Dakota. But she's madly in love with the people in the area, and she believes her husband is there. And so we are going to be interviewing really lovely gentlemen, bachelors, between the ages of, you know, late 50s and early 70s, who are at a really good place in life, who have a really happy, joyful life, and a great family and friends that surround them. And they're really, they're truly looking for a phenomenal woman, and honest to God, this is her. So we're going to be having a lot of fun.
Well, how in the, I'll get a little bit more background from you here in just a moment. Let's, the event coming up on Saturday, now it's also a bit of a fundraiser for the Kiwanis Club as well.
Yes, thank you. They have their Eliminate campaign. It's really quite an important campaign. It really has to do with vaccinating women in third world countries that have these, you know, these pregnancies and these babies with tetanus that are dying, and it's just really heartbreaking. And so there's a minimum of a $50 donation that we are asking from each gentleman and or his family that comes to find love for himself, and 100% of the proceeds is going to the Kiwanis Club. So we're really excited about that, and actually, I'm going to be matching whatever is raised. So I'm hoping we can give a lot of money to the Kiwanis Club.
Now, for people who might be interested in this, what do they need to do either to participate or find out more information?
Well, they first need to check in with themselves and make sure they're really ready for love. And, you know, they're ready to bring someone wonderful into their own life, and they're looking to be a gift and an asset to someone else on a loving spiritual sense in someone else's life, because she really is a phenomenal catch. And but after that, you can, you know, one of two things. You can either go to online, you can go to thelovearchitects.com and click on Soulmate Search, and it will have a big thing about South Dakota and Sioux Falls, and just, you know, download or upload some information there, and or you can just simply show up on Saturday anytime from noon to 3 at Callaway's, and you know, it will still be private, and it's nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed of. I've been doing this for almost, you know, gosh, the searches I've been doing for almost 20 years, and they're lovely, and I have put so many marriages and incredible relationships together. So it's something that really people should take advantage of if they are looking to find love.
Kaylin Rosenberg is our guest. As you heard, she's with the Love Architects. How in the world did you find yourself involved in the matchmaking business?
You tell me. I actually started a business in my early 20s in self-image consulting, and it was sort of I would say it's more so sort of life coaching before its time, and I got to know my clients on a really deep and personal level and just adored my clients, and as I had clients that were single, I knew them so well, I just started to introduce them as friends to each other, and they started getting married left and right, and they were calling each other soulmates, and I thought, huh, this is really interesting. And all of a sudden, I had Minnesota Monthly, this big magazine here, do a story on me, and they were the first ones to call me a matchmaker. They put me on the cover of the magazine, and the business just took off. But I realized that really the only way that the matchmaking element could work, not only as a business, but, you know, I believe in karma, and I believe in what you put out, it comes back, and it really should all be good. And, you know, I knew that it wasn't just about matching two people. That part's easy. It's really about making sure that each person has been matched with themselves appropriately, that we know who we are as individuals, that we love in ourselves and we honor ourselves and we listen to that inner voice. And when we're at a really healthy place with ourselves and then we fall in love with someone else that's pretty similar, it's good stuff. So I just followed that, and it's been a blessed business. It's grown worldwide, and I'm just honored to be part of bringing really neat people together.
Now, Kaylin, for men who come out to the event on Saturday, what will the process be like for them?
Well, you know, it depends on their personality. If they're really sort of private and quiet and they want to have time, you know, one-on-one with me and my staff, then we'll set aside separate time. Otherwise, you know, everyone's different. Some men, the men might know each other there, and but, you know, we're going to have a lovely little setup there where we'll have some, you know, yummy things to eat and some, you know, soda or water or cocktails and just really casual and down to earth. But I will be asking some pretty deep questions. Everything is confidential and private. And but just to really get to know who each gentleman is to make sure that he's not only the right match and fit for her, but that she's also the right fit and match for him and for his family. And yeah, honest to God, I've not had one of these not turn into a love connection of some sort. So this will be fun to see who she ends up with.
Now, this is intriguing stuff to me. Now,
yeah.
you've got your first book that's out as well called Real Love Right Now. Tell us about it.
Thank you. Yeah, that was through Simon & Schuster and Howard Books, and it came out last October already, in hardback, actually paperback, coming up in July now. And it's really a book that, you know, was originally focused on teaching singles how to find their soulmate if they hadn't yet done so. But I also wrote it in a way for people who were married and struggling a bit to either find themselves in their marriage again or to really reignite that love and that passion and depth in their marriage. And it's neat. I had one woman I was on the radio with a few months ago who was married, and she said, you know, honest to God, I think every married person has to have this on their nightstand. And I was really touched by that because apparently it's helping marriages really heal and come together. So it's a book that's just truly about teaching people how to actually have not only real self-love, but love with one another. And so it was a pleasure to write, that's for sure.
Kaylin Rosenberg of the Love Architects is our guest. And again, the event coming up this Saturday at Callaway's. Again, just quickly kind of give us a recap of the details for people who might be interested, Kaylin.
Yes. So again, if you are listening and or you know someone who is, you know, again, between the ages of late 50s and early 70s, single, great family, great life, ready for someone amazing, you know, either nominate someone or nominate yourself. Bring yourself up to Callaway's this Saturday from noon to 3, and just meet with me and my staff. Or you can go online to thelovearchitects.com and click on Soulmate Search. It's on the homepage, big pink box. And the rest will be hopefully someone's love story.
Kaylin, thanks so much for your time this morning, and best of luck coming up this Saturday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. That's Kaylin Rosenberg of the Love Architects.